This is the playbook.
That's on. Okay, good. Here we go. Hey, this is Dave Meltzer live at Collision, the number one web tech show in the world. And I'm here with one of my favorite friends. And that's because he's superhuman, not Joe Tolzman. He's just human and super. There's difference to be superhuman. He's the CEO, founder of Superhuman, Raul Vora. Thank you for joining me here at Collision.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Oh, but like, I miss the energy that we had last time on the interview. Now, since I've seen you last, it's been about a year.
Yep.
You've raised more money, you have a higher valuation, and you have more users.
Right.
These all seem to be very positive things in what other people consider to be a downward trending market.
Right.
What do you subscribe that causes this success when people aren't raising the money you raise, they don't have the users you have, and certainly haven't had the success?
This is going to sound trite, but I think it boils down to building a product that people want. I mean, just a month ago, we started rolling out Superhuman AI, and it's no big secret that that is the talk of the town. You walk around this conference, that's all people are talking about, because it's literally changing how people work. So we now have this feature where instead of writing a full email, you can just put in a few thoughts about what you want the email to say, and it can literally turn a few lines into a fully fledged written email in your voice and tone.
Right, and that's the key thing. The amount of synthesized data, if you're someone who emails a lot or has a lot of data on you out there, it'll be more like you than you would like it to be like you. But even if you don't have that, I have an employee, for example, that does emails, and he's like, please rewrite this email as if I was nice.
Right.
Right, because he's not. Yeah. He's very straightforward, and people take
totally
him the wrong
way. Works. Another really good example is, I mean, especially when you get to your level, you're having to just politely say no to things all the time. And you can literally just say Superhuman AI, politely decline, and it will probably, honestly, with more patience than you might have,
for
write
sure.
out a full email, but it preserves the bridge for later. And you know what I found, I'm curious what you think, but so much of business is you never know who's going to be, let's say, the next Mark Zuckerberg, the next Elon Musk. And so be nice, preserve those bridges, keep those relationships, and keep things rolling.
Yeah, I could be the spokesperson for Superhuman because my favorite quote is, be kind to your future self.
I love it.
Right? And that's what Superhuman allows you to do, is not only provide efficiency and effectiveness today, but provide that kindness or just opportunity of the future to be kind. Now, Joe, I call him Average Joe, so I bring him into the show every once in a while to give me a perspective of a contractor. Right? This is a guy that's an immigrant, came from Croatia, worked the back grill at Dairy Queen because he couldn't even speak well enough to take orders. It made him nervous. And now he's a multimillionaire, huge success entrepreneur, creating a SaaS solution in the insurance and contractor space, restoration space. Joe, when we're talking about these types of solutions, how is it applicable to the average Joe? You know, the guy that does insurance or contracting or restoration?
You know, when you sum it all up, it all comes down to provide value to people and make it easy for them to receive the value. So,
and is it easy enough for you to use?
In theory, it sounds easy, but it takes some work to do it. But nothing's going to happen without the work. So,
because integration, you know, and learning curve are two issues that a lot of entrepreneurs don't think about. They have these great solutions. I used to laugh at some of the bigger system integration companies, and they say, "Well, you know, it's a $10 million implementation at an enterprise level." But they don't tell you that your sales force is going to be down 2 weeks, which is going to cost you $100 million in revenue.
Right.
These are easy to integrate.
They're not. Although here's the difference this time, especially with AI, with large language models. Take a look at ChatGPT. Got to 100 million plus users in record time, faster than any app has ever done that in the history of mankind. It's crazy stuff.
Got to cut it off. So many people got
off. Exactly. Why? Because it's so easy to drive. Because you don't have to learn what to click where. You don't have to learn a new user interface. It's simply like having a conversation. And so I think this is really a sea change. It's not something that has happened recently. It is, without exaggeration, as pivotal, I think, as the popularization of the smartphone with always-on internet and GPS, or even the internet itself.
And to take people back, because they weren't here last year, let's get to the basics of superhuman.
Right.
You know, the application and email, which to me, my email is still the top of my funnel. It's still the most important center point of my communication personally and professionally. It is coordinated as well with my student of the calendar philosophy. So what are some of the capabilities of superhuman that have evolved to where AI provides those efficiencies?
Yeah, so the core value proposition is always best to start with that, is you'll get through your inbox twice as fast as before, you'll reply faster to the messages that actually matter, and you'll save 3 to 4 hours every single week. Now those are big claims, I totally hear it. How does that actually work? Well, the first thing we do is we triage using AI, your email into different streams, different buckets. So, you know, we're a technology company, we use technology tools, we use software like Google Docs, like Figma, like GitHub, Jira by Atlassian, these kinds of things. And if you think about a normal inbox, all of those are just kind of interspersed with each other. And then interspersed with that, you have emails about recruiting, you have emails related, you mentioned Salesforce, CRM emails, customer emails, you have customer support emails, and then you have whatever internal collaboration things that you have going on. And so most founders, most leaders, are dying a death of 1,000 cuts. Because they'll do this Google Docs thing, then they'll do that recruiting thing, then they'll do this engineering thing, then they'll do this PR thing. Instead, imagine an inbox that is actually segmented into streams. So you can do all of your recruiting work, then you can do all of your engineering work, then you can do all of your outbound PR work, or whatever it is that you do. That's part of the magic. So it's really focusing your attention on the things that matter. Then the other killer thing is when you send an email, you can say, hey, this email's really important. If I don't get a reply in 2 days, remind me so I don't have to remember to follow up. And it will put it right back at the top of your inbox, and if you're practicing anything like an inbox zero methodology, you're going to be on top of everybody. Not just the people that you're trying to sell to, but also the people that you work with, and your organization is going to run like a machine.
And I always talk about, you know, successful companies, even in downtrend markets, are the companies that articulate a quantitative value to exceed what they're asking for. You only mentioned a few of the qualified and quantified values of being superhuman in your email. You know, how have you been able to keep the expense so low for such a high return on investment?
Do you mean the expense of the running the company?
Subscription.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, so for those that don't know, it is a $30 a month expense. Starting at about 10 seats or more, we reduce the price even. So depending on how many you buy, there's a volume discount. How have we kept it so low? I mean, pricing is a longer conversation than I think we have time for, but the most useful thing I can share is most founders, entrepreneurs make the mistake of pricing based on cost, and you never want to do that.
Right.
Never charge based on what it's costing you. You want to sell based on perceived value, what you're actually delivering to somebody. And arguably, we're underpriced. You know, I've had many customers
That's
come back to me and
say,
dude, you should charge like $45 a month, $100 a month. You're literally saving me hours a week. And there's a little bit of a tension here. You know, I think about, speaking of Elon, his master plan, which is, okay, we're going to release the Roadster, then we'll release the Model S, then we'll do the other models, then the Model 3, and eventually it's every product is creating the profit margin for the next product, or at least the growth curve for the next product. And we kind of have the same philosophy. It's, I don't necessarily want to make superhuman more expensive. What I really want to do is get it into the hands of everybody. So I'm actually always asking the question, can we make this cheaper? Can we give it to everybody?
That's amazing. And building a community around something as centralized as email and important as email. I want to squeeze over, Joe, one last question. So, you know, we're looking at utilizing this, and you have kind of the average Joe, American, Canadian business. How important is email to what you do, and how much time do you spend on it?
It's huge. You know, in our vertical, where people are restoring damaged property, reporting to insurance companies, it's very tedious work. There's a lot of data capture, and it takes forever. It creates a lot of inefficiencies, confusion, and cost. So with technology like this, everybody benefits from it because it eliminates all that confusion, all that chaos, makes it easy for everybody to do what they need to do.
Yeah, and I'm glad I had you here because I think it is important when we look at certain solutions. A lot of times they're like, well, you know, Dave Meltzer is a guy who's been in tech since 92. He's raised hundreds of millions of dollars. Of course, you know, he's super excited about it. But bringing the average Joe and showing, hey, look, in every business, everyone still uses email. I know there's a lot of hype around all these other platforms, but the truth is we email each other. We email each other more than we talk on a telephone. And if we can be more efficient, more effective, statistically successful with email, and be more kind, I can't think of a better $30 to spend a month. And I want to thank my friend Raul, who keeps on bringing bigger and better every single year to our community. Please promise me that it's not going to be a whole nother year until I see you again.
We'll be at Lisbon this
November.
There we go. Hopefully see you
I'll see you in a few months then in November. We'll be at Lisbon at Web Summit. We're here right now at Collision with one of the best entrepreneurs I know and my co-host, another superhuman, Joe Tolzman. Raul, CEO, founder of Superhuman. Check him out. If you're not interested, then you're not doing business. Thanks for joining me, both of you. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.